And joining us once again on the phone from True Life Youth Ministries, our friend, Executive Director Jerry Higley. Good morning again, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Great to be talking to you folks.
So great to have you on the phone. We could talk to you all day, and we loved learning earlier about the great, exciting news about a brand new building for you guys there, True Life Youth Ministries. And we love to hear about what God is doing through True Life. Tell us about some of the things that are happening there, Jerry.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. Hey, just to circle back to the church, so we took kids there, you know, make sure they could walk to get there, that they liked the facility, that kind of thing, and they just loved it. Maybe the best thing is that right there is a McDonald's and a Turkey Hill. So it's French fries and slushies for everybody.
What more could you want?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's the best, right? That's the best. Hey, yeah, so True Life, we actually minister to beginning at 3 and 4 year olds. We have a free preschool that meets Monday through Thursday mornings from 9 to 12. So we have that going on. And then we have a program, a weekly program for elementary age kids and middle school and high school kids. We have discipleship groups that are happening. And then along with all that, we've tried to create experiences for kids. So, you know, nice little story. About a month ago, we took 24 kids skiing and snowboarding down near Allentown. And out of those 24 kids, none of them had ever been on a ski slope before. I don't think they'd ever even seen a ski slope before. And so after about the first hour, there was about 4 or 5 kids that said, hey, you know, I would be good just to sit in the van the rest of the time. And then others started, you know, really trying and learning. And by the end of the day, there's a handful of them that were just doing really good. And you know, you can picture, if you've ever been skiing, you know, one of the scariest part is trying to get on the ski lift. And they had all kinds of stories, kids basically hanging off the ski lift as it's going up the slope. But at the end of the day, one of the kids said, I discovered my passion in life. Wow. To go, you know, and so to create experiences like that, that I just know that a lot of these kids, if it wouldn't be for True Life, they wouldn't have those experiences. Mm-hmm. So that could be skiing, that could be going to the beach. Every year we take kids to the beach, and half of them have never seen the ocean before.
Wow.
So True Life is really good about creating those types of experiences. And you know, we have the cabin that can sleep about 60 people. So it's a little bit bigger than the cabin, but we take kids there for retreats and then summer camps. Last summer, for a whole year, we weren't able to take kids up there for any overnight adventures. We take them up just for day trips. And about 2 weeks ago, took some middle school students up there. About half of them had never been there before, but they just love the cabin. It gets them out of the city, you know, and they're able to hear the still small voice of God. Mm-hmm. And God just always shows up big time ways there. And so these kids, they'll all say, hey, that's where we became family. That's where we really learned about God. They love having God time up there. That's another just very cool experience that True Life is able to offer to these kids living in Lebanon City.
That's awesome. I know that last year you were not able to have your auction. It was all online as opposed to physical. How about this year? What are you guys doing for your benefit auction?
Yep. 2 weeks ago, we started the online auction again, which last year when we did that, the end result was we raised about as much money as we would have if we would have had the live auction over at the Lebanon Expo Center.
Wow.
So that was really good, and we're grateful for that. The downside is instead of selling all of our items in one weekend, it took like 10 weeks to sell it online.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you do what you got to do, right?
You can't have
guests in the studio, so you call in and somehow it all works.
That's right.
Not ideal, but it works. And so, yeah, so right now our online auction is happening again. And if people are interested, they can go to our website, truelifeyouth.com, and there's a link that will take you to a high bid auction site. And right now we have used tools that are being sold. Next week it will be sports memorabilia and quilts and themed gift baskets just in time for Easter. We'll have bikes, lawn and garden stuff, gift certificates, all kinds of new items. So all that is happening online. So people can go to our website, True Life Youth Ministries, click on the link, and they can find out all about the items that we're selling.
We want to encourage you to check out truelifeyouth.com. Check out their benefit auction. Look for opportunities to volunteer. We invite you to pray for them. We love the work that God is doing through True Life Youth
Absolutely.
Ministries. Jerry, it's always a delight to talk to you. We hope that next time we actually get to see you in person and hug you.
Yay.
That will be awesome. Fred and Annie, love you guys. Miss you. Yep, keep up the great work there at WJTL.
Thanks. We love you too.
All right. See you, my friends.